All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with yesterday's 24-17 victory over the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears clinched their first NFC North title since 2010. Now, the Bears have one of the stingiest and opportunistic defenses in the NFL, and with the likes of Eddie Jackson at safety, Kyle Fuller at cornerback, Khalil Mack at outside linebacker, and Roquan Smith, who was in the running to be the defensive rookie of the year at middle linebacker, good luck scoring on this Bears team. It has all come together in a hurry for the Bears under head coach Matt Nagy. You look at what he's been able to do with their young quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky. He hasn't been throwing the football downfield a lot, but he gets the football out to playmakers such as running backs Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard, and the rest is history. Now, the Bears were able to blow past the Packers and Minnesota Vikings this year to win the North. And these two teams, they're generally the perennial favorites to win this division. They've dominated this division in recent years. And the fact that the Bears were able to get past them, you just have to wonder, is this a harbinger of things to come in this division for the next few years? And possibly the answer is yes. And the reason is this. Obviously, with the way that the current salary cap structure is set up, you know, once Trubisky gets to the point that he's going to get that second contract, he's going to look for big money. So right now, the Bears have the opportunity to load up on defense, which they have done. And at the same time, that defense is vital to the success of this Bears team. If the Bears can keep an opponent within that 20-point range, meaning scoring, you know, close to, if not a little bit more than 20 points, they have a chance because they're going to make things happen on defense. They're going to force at least one turnover. One of those turnovers is going to lead to a touchdown. The big thing with the Bears offense is this. They're not an offense that's going to put fear into an opponent from the standpoint that, you know what, if you get them down 17 points or 20 points, they're going to come back and win. No, because if you're Mitchell Trubisky, you still haven't shown that you can consistently get the football down the field. I mean, he's dumping a lot of passes off to Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. That can only take you but so far. But with this Bears defense in the present, they're going to get somebody at home in the wild card round. You know that. And if you're the Rams and the Saints in the divisional round, you need be worried because of their defense. Will they be able to score enough points? I doubt it. But at least from the defensive standpoint, they're going to give both the Rams and Saints fits. You look at the fact that they already defeated the Rams at home this season. Of course, things would be different if the Bears had to go on the road. Obviously, things change. But this Bears team is definitely a problem. They've blown past the Packers and the Vikings in the NFC North. If you're the Vikings, definitely you underachieved this season. Obviously, with the Packers, they've got to try to get their act together and try to salvage some of the final years with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. But in the meantime, while the Packers and Vikings are trying to figure out things for themselves, the Bears have squeaked past them, and now they have put their stamp on the black and blue division. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. 300pounds.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.